This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's almost as if there's a saying about taking shortcuts in life. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a Sports Ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, an FSWA Hall of Famer. Steve, Dr. A. Alexander. Tomorrow we'll be covering the Milwaukee Bucks, and today we are covering a fantasy squad that really had your attention heading into the season, and from there it just sort of bounced around from situation to situation, and that's the Phoenix Suns. Also, before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode, be sure to check out, if you're an NBA Fantasy Pass holder, the season of review series from our crew of Mike Pasador, Keston Paul, Mark Camaro, and many more, giving you the comprehensive reviews of everything we're talking about here. And it's really quite intensive. And if you're a fantasy nut, you're definitely going to want to check that out. With that out of the way, let me welcome in Steve, Dr. A. Alexander. This squad, they had all the hype heading into the season, and it felt like things ended up fairly well for some of them. I guess, how, when you were watching the Phoenix Suns become the Phoenix Suns, were you like a lot of people that were just like, what are these guys doing?
Well, I think we all saw the potential that the Clippers and the Suns put together. Like, on paper, scary, right? But on the court, well, first of all, the Suns could never all be on the court together for very much of the season. Finally, towards the middle and the end, we saw everybody playing together, but what a mess that was for most of the season. And, I mean, it just reinforced my belief that Bradley Beal's overrated. Kevin Durant's pretty old, still very good, very old. And then Devin Booker is a dynamic scorer, but there was something missing on this team. And yeah, think about where they would have been without Grayson Allen.
That was the storyline heading into the season. What, where will the Phoenix Suns be without Grayson Allen? Let's quickly pay some bills here, folks. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get every stat matchup and even get live odds while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, head on to our online casino and get in a game of blackjack, poker. Unwind with one of our 150 slots. Head to the website today. Get on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEED for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. That's BLEAV for that promo code. So, Grayson Allen saves the season for the Phoenix Suns. It's kind of true in a few different ways. The Bradley Beal stuff, I felt bad for the guy. Like, I think he works hard. He worked hard. He just kept getting hit with kind of that stuff that happens. Maybe, you look back a couple seasons when Scott Brooks was trotting him out there. Hey, that's a name for you, Doc. The old Scott Brooks. Probably haven't heard that one out of my mouth in a few years. He's running Bradley Beal out there for like a lost season. I want to say Beal played 82 that season. It was like 37 minutes a game. I mean, it was just like killing Bradley Beal. And then he just can't get healthy this season. We had Bradley Beal falling to us in drafts. And I remember thinking, he's wherever we were getting him at, it's like 55, 60, like, okay, all right, I'll take the plunge with Bradley Beal. And then just injury after injury after injury. And then it even got to the point where it felt like he was a little under aggressive. Is that how you saw his season?
Yes. He had some great games. There were times when he looked like made me feel like, oh man, why don't I have Bradley Beal on any of my teams? But those times are very short-lived and few and far between. So, to me, Bradley Beal's been playing on one leg for like 6 years. And I just don't trust him to get through a season. I don't like him being the alpha. I don't like him being the number one scoring option on a team, but I also don't like him being number three or, in many cases, four on the Suns because Grayson Allen was so good. So, I mean, it's just not a good spot for Bradley Beal, at least fantasy-wise.
That Bradley Beal is owed $160 million over the next three seasons, and the last of the three seasons is a player option that he is definitely not turning down. I mean, they're in deep, deep something in Phoenix. Yeah, it is. I mean, they trade the franchise to make this happen, you know, and that's going to be, it's when you have these numbers on your cap sheet, it's going to be very difficult. And you started, I mean, we're going to talk about Kevin Durant next. And you started to see some Kevin Durant stuff happening as Frank Vogel got shown the door. Stories start coming out about Frank Vogel not being able to motivate his team and, you know, Kevin Durant not being happy with the situation there. And then, you know, it's Devin Booker's team to start. So how's that happen? You know, how things working with that? I mean, to Devin Booker's credit, I feel like every time I hear him talk, I hear him say the right things. Kevin Durant has been sort of at the center of many different, you know, just, I don't know, it's just Kevin Durant stuff. You know, he's yelling at people on Twitter. He's, you know, beefing with Draymond Green and, you know, not happy with playing with the Warriors. You know, just so much Kevin Durant stuff in history. And maybe he's not even happy in Phoenix. And he's owed $105 million before he becomes an unrestricted free agent in 2026-27. You know, and kind of as I'm speaking out loud about this, I'm kind of going, you know, he's going to be a free agent two seasons from now. If you're Phoenix and you're just looking for a ripcord to get out of this thing, I feel like you could move Kevin Durant. I mean, $50-plus million in a cap deal is very hard. I guess the reality of the cap economics is going to make these bigger deals a little bit more likely with each passing year, finding salary to match and all of the stuff that would go on with them. But if you wanted to get out of this top-heavy lineup and get some options back, I'm sure the league would love to get their hands on Devin Booker. You know, he's younger and maybe with the 4 years that's on his deal, roughly same numbers, though, in the back end of his deal, it gets pretty large. I think people would be like, yeah, you know, it's expensive, but it's hard to get a player like that. So I would be in if I can get all 4 years. It doesn't seem likely that he could be moved. Kevin Durant would be the one that could be moved and you could get some roster balance because what can they do? What can they do if you don't even have to think about the cap at all? You know, and speaking in some realistic terms, you know, like what could a Phoenix do with that core that would make them a contender? Is it something at the center position?
And I run it back with what I got. I try it again next year. I mean, you got the starting five of Yusuf Nurkic, which if he can stay healthy, he's very effective. You got Kevin Durant, Grayson Allen, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker. I run it back with the same crew and try it again because, I mean, you're all in at this point, and you're not going to get a more spicy group of guys on paper anyway. And if they can learn to play together, maybe having a training camp together and having the first half of the season together would have them ready to go by the end of the season. They also have a year under their belt of trying to play together. So, I mean, if I'm the Suns, I'm running it back and trying to win with what I got. And then if that's not working by the All-Star break, then I'm trying to move whoever I can.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Yeah. I get the thought process. Running it back does, I mean, it's a good halfway step. And like you said, the All-Star break, if it's not working, then you could start. And frankly, if it's not working by the All-Star break, Kevin Durant will force his way out. Like that kind of a thing. I don't think at his stage of his career, 36 years old, he wants to be messing around in a place that maybe he's not even happy in. So a lot of different things that could go on. Now, fantasy wise, Kevin Durant was like my security blanket this last year. In drafts, you know, in that back half of the first round, just not sure where you want to go with these sort of riskier players. And in my mind, I just thought, hey, look, we know that Kevin Durant has played well with other superstars in the past. He's Kevin Durant. He's got a stat set that can, you know, push him up the rankings. And he ended up finishing number 7 overall in 9 cat formats. So 75 games, typical Kevin Durant stats. So, I mean, he did great in Phoenix. Yeah, there was a lot of Bradley Beal time off. Devin Booker played 68 games. So Kevin Durant was really just the guy.
I think if I was going to try something different for this year, I would try to go get a low-dollar true point guard. Find a point guard on one of these teams. They're not really using him, but you like his talent. Pritchard. TJ McCollum, guys like that. Get one of those guys and get a true point guard running your offense, not Devin Booker, who is clearly a shooting guard. And then bring Bradley Beal off the bench as your sixth man. And to me, that would make sense where you could try to do something different. And especially if you get a point guard like McConnell or Pritchard that played defense, then that would be a bonus. Because to me, like that's the move I would try to make with the team as it currently stands. And like I said, I would run it back with the same crew. I would just try to add a point guard.
Yeah, the interesting part there is you do have a ton of shooting on the floor, kind of almost any way you slice it with Phoenix. If McConnell, if he could just shoot the three a little bit better, I think he would stand in the corner and his man would help off on all of the Devin Booker, Kevin Durant stuff. But, yeah, I mean, that's, I think, Bradley Beal to the second unit, and, you know, that deals with the injury issues and the age issues and cut his minutes down even, and he's never going to be convinced of that. I think you might almost have to leverage him into that, but basically say when you're on the floor, the ball is yours.
Yeah, I mean, he could also dominate the second unit. And, I mean, at some point, Bradley Beal has got to realize he's not who he used to be. And I think he would serve the Suns better off the bench, like bring instant offense off the bench. And like you said, limit his minutes, limit his role a little bit, and try to keep him healthy.
Yeah, and it might actually be good for his fantasy value. I love watching players go to the bench and sort of increase their fantasy value or just sort of hold it steady, and everybody kind of freaks out because they're not starting anymore. And he just becomes more efficient. Though I'll say this, for Bradley Beal, 51.3% from the field, 81.3% from the foul line. That's hard to get more efficient than that. But in this kind of an environment, we have other great players on the floor, things could be open for him. And he could enjoy some crazy field goal percentage season. He could make like 53% of his shots or something. Who knows? He finished top 75. Here's a good question. Where do you think he goes in drafts next season?
Sixth round.
Yeah.
I just feel like his name, somebody's going to take him in five or six. I mean, he used to be a guy we talked about at the end of round one or early in round two for a minute there when he was the big man in Washington.
Yeah, I think he finished at seven or something one season.
That ship has sailed. That ship be sinking. So I think, I will look at him in round six, but I'm not taking him before then.
We got some juicy players to talk about here, but real quick, if you guys are supporters of the show, please consider subscribing on all of your favorite platforms. Hit the like buttons. Hit us with the 5-star reviews. All of this really just helps support the cause and allows us to add more value to our offerings. So if you do support us, consider doing that. Devin Booker's got the big name, so I guess we'll just go there. He finishes, let's see here. That is a per-game ranking I'm looking at right now. It's a 16 and a 9 cat, if you're wondering. But overall, after the 68 games, 21 for Devin Booker. And, you know, mostly going in kind of the early second round last year, so kind of to me that almost is a win for Devin Booker. I mean, he's struggled to stay on the floor. He doesn't stay on the floor that much, and yet he still gets you close to what you needed at such a high price. I mean, those second round picks are risky. It feels like the second, third, and fourth rounds is really like a mixture of risk management, and it's just such a there's so many different forces pulling players different directions, and it's all the risks are, as we said in a previous episode, it's like, if not, this guy would be a first rounder. And but the if is just carrying the most weight in the world. Did you view Devin Booker's season as a success last year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he is what he is. He's going to be a top 20 guy. He's going to be a second round pick. He doesn't have the most well-rounded fantasy game, but he scores a ton of points. Shooting percentages are good. He's just so hit or miss. Like, if you look at April 1st, he scored 52 points. April 3rd, he scored 40. And then the next night out, he scored 13 points on one of 3 of 12 shooting. And then 2 games later, he was 1 of 11 for 12 points before he went back up to 37. So he's just sort of a ball of up and down, like kind of like a roller coaster. But in the end, he's going to be a top 20 guy. He's going to do what he does. And, I mean, you take him at the middle or late part of round two and you move on, because at least you know Booker's mostly going to play and he's going to produce.
There's this phenomena that I always wondered if it was intentional or if it was just kind of happening. We saw a lot of it because Bradley Beal was hurt so often. But when you have three big-time ball-dominant players and you're in the throes of the regular season, maybe you fashion a strategy around prescribed rest, and you're just resting these guys pretty much one game every 4 games or something in that ballpark. Not quite that much, but almost in a way to like keep them happy so they get the ball more often when they're on the floor. Is there anything to that theory? Do you see them? I mean, maybe it's a depth related thing, but like, is that something that folks should either watch out for or consider as they head into drafts next season?
I just think I think that plan that we talked about, bringing Bradley Beal off the bench as a sixth man, would open things up. I mean, it would free Durant and Booker to be ball dominant and not worry about feeding Bradley Beal. And Beal would provide offensive spark to the second unit, he could feel maybe like he leads that unit and could be more of a team leader in that respect, not having to be out there coaching the guys that are being coached by Booker and Durant already. So to me, I think you really open things up and improve spacing and everything if you get Beal out of the first unit and bring him off the bench.
The question is will they and can they? I think it's always fun in fantasy analysis when you're looking at stuff and you're like, they should do this, and then they just don't for whatever reason. I mean, it's a big number to bring off your bench, and at the same time, it seems like such an elegant silver bullet type solution. So, you know, Matt Ishbia, if you're listening, there's your plan right there. Now, part of the Phoenix plan that we alluded to earlier is Grayson Allen, and he finished with essentially a top 40 season. He did it in 75 games. His numbers were great. I mean, legitimately great. Like 13.5 points a game doesn't jump off the board, but 2.7 threes does. Almost 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 0.9 steals, 0.6 blocks. Those are, in the defensive side of things, especially from a guard, the steals aren't great, but the blocks are. Just under 50% shooting from the field is awesome. Granted, there's not a ton of volume there, but 88% from the foul line, not a ton of volume there. But, I mean, he's getting on the board. And, yeah, I'm sure he's getting a lot of open shots because the other guys are there. But, I mean, he's legitimately good. So, Grayson Allen, I mean, I think the sky's the limit for him next season, right?
Yeah, but we just got to be careful not to overdraft him. Because last year he was such a steal because he was taken at the very end of drafts or he wasn't even drafted. He's like one of those waiver wire pickup guys. Like, I just don't think anybody saw Grayson Allen blowing up, especially on that team that was loaded with those guys we've already talked about. Like, Grayson Allen was not supposed to do this. But, yeah, and I think he should still come as a bit of a value pick next year.
Yeah, that's great. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that. Yusuf Nurkic, I thought he was going to kind of crash and burn a little bit. I didn't see him being able to stay on the floor defensively. You know, I really looked at Drew Eubanks as a guy that could stay on the floor defensively, and it really was the other way around. Nurkic did mold with that team really well, I thought. You know, being able to handle the ball up high in the dribble handoff role takes that offense that's so dribble, 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 take turns, isolation, and it really gives it a nice component of ball sharing and movement. And he finished with a top 85 rating in 9 cat leagues by total. So probably a round or two ahead of where he was drafted, though I think some people did get pretty aggressive drafting Yusuf Nurkic, you know, in like the 7th or the 8th round. So 11-11, just over a steal and just over a block per game, 64% from the foul line really dragged him down, 3.4 attempts per game, so it's not nothing. Four assists. Thank you for that. That's really, I think, central to his value proposition, too. But that free throw thing's interesting. I think in the bubble, he went in the playoffs like 20 of 22 or something. And you had to ask yourself, like, did Yusuf Nurkic just figure it out at the foul line? And answer was no, he did not. So anyway, did you think Nurkic can have another top 100 fantasy season this year?
Yeah, I do. And in 2018-19, he shot 77% from the line. So I don't think it's out of the question that he couldn't improve his free throw shooting this year. Because if he can just get to 70% even, then he's not really hurting you too much. But yeah, I mean, the steal and the block are nice. The double-double average is nice. Nothing flashy, but he's effective. Like, I think I'd rather have him than Jonas Valanciunas.
I think so, too. And he's getting you a 3 every 3 games. So he's eventually, you know, going to hit you a 3. That might put you over the top. Turnovers are a little iffy, too. 2.3 per game. And so his 9 cat rating is actually hurting because of that number. Not typically, you know, you don't see that. But that, again, that's the function of the assists. That's the function of the dribble handoff offense. I wonder if that number, the turnover number, could go down as he gets more familiar with those guys. So he's an interesting one. I mean, we've been watching him for years because he's had this kind of poppy ability to throw up numbers in a small amount of time. So I'm just curious if he goes overdrafted or underdrafted. I'm not quite sure how to read that. So who knows? Maybe we'll have a little bit of Yusuf Nurkić on our teams next season. Bol Bol, you got any big Bol Bol takes?
My son's favorite player.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good.
He's going to go somewhere and turn their franchise around, but we still haven't seen it. I'm not holding my breath.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There was the Bol Bol run of last season in the beginning of the year. It was the beginning of the year last year. I fell for it a little bit. But you know what? When you see a man that size running down the court, you know, occasionally doing what he does. I don't know. Drew Eubanks, I thought, would be better than he was last season. There were times where he looked pretty bad, but just to me, when a player of his type plays bad, I don't know. It's like, it's a lot of blocking and tackling kind of stuff. Like, how is he different in one spot versus another? Is it more the environment, or is it he the player? Maybe there's a good 9-cat season in him down the road, just 15.6 minutes per game. In fact, he actually started pretty well last season, making some athletic plays out there, kind of opening some eyes, like, oh, Drew Eubanks, you know, he might be decent. And then it just went all away. And of course, the numbers were not good at all, finishing outside of the top 200 in 15 minutes per game. Actually, not bad, though, for just 15 minutes per game. 215. With the 5 points and the 4 boards. So he's getting it for you in blocks and field goal percentage.
You really need somebody to get hurt for Eubanks to step up, I think, whether it be Durant or Nurkić or something like that. I don't think, as long as those two guys are healthy, Eubanks is going to have a path to much.
Royce O'Neal joined the team. I don't think he's going to be doing anything good for them, or you know, I don't think this is a big deal, but it was interesting just to see him step in and be kind of a key contributor for them down the stretch. Eric Gordon, I'm kind of curious if he sticks around. He's got a player option that he could take off. He adds a really interesting component to the team because he's really like a third man, or probably a sixth man for them. When he steps on the floor, he has this most ultra green light. And sometimes it actually works out, but I don't think he's happy there at all. Do you think he stays?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him or his family to get a reading on how he feels about being in Phoenix. But I think Eric Gordon is like, man, I want to win a championship. I'll go wherever I need to go for that to happen. And maybe he looks at Phoenix and talks to KD and talks to Booker, and they're like, man, we got this. We figured it out. Stay with us. Let's come in off the bench with Beal and hit threes. I don't know if he's going to stay or not. I mean, Gordon is up there in years. I don't know what he's going to be able to get anywhere else, really. He's 35 years old. He's going to be 36 on Christmas. So his clock is ticking.
And I'm shocked he made it this far.
Yeah, it's going to all depend on if he believes Katie and Booker can win a championship.
This team has got all sorts of fun stuff. You got Josh Okogie somewhere on the, you know, he's got a player option, but like, yeah, there was a minute there for Suns fans that he was being talked about locally because he's super athletic and, you know, but of course there's nothing cooking there. David Roddy ended up on this squad via trade, and he's just got the most unique NBA body, you know, it's kind of out there. Ish Wainwright made his way back. Isaiah Thomas ended up on the squad. That's a great story just to see Isaiah Thomas get his 6 games back in the league. But, yeah, they need a point guard. They absolutely need a point guard, and they got to convince Bradley Beal to come off the bench. And if those two things are true, I would be, you know, interested to see if they could make some noise in the West.
Unless Isaiah Thomas is going to make a triumphant return to greatness next year, maybe he's their point guard. But I doubt that that's possible.
Yeah, I hate to – that hip injury for him really just derailed his career. And it got good. It got good, and it was fun being on that bandwagon early, and I know you were too. Actually, you were the one that got me hyped up initially. I think either you got him in 30 deep. Something happened there. I can't remember what happened, but I think you were first on that train. Okay, so that's going to do it here for our Phoenix Suns season in review. Before we go, I want to humbly ask you guys, if you're enjoying the show, to please support what we're doing over here. Like and review and all that good stuff. And if you are not a premium member, just keep an eye out for all sorts of promo stuff. And the NFL Draft Guide is coming out very soon, and it is great. And so for one low price, you can get the NFL Draft Guide, and then you'll turn around in a couple of months, maybe not even that much, and NBA Draft Guide stuff will be out, and eventually the Brewski 150. So you have all sorts of good stuff for one low price, and you get to lock that in for life as long as you keep your membership active. So go ahead and check that out. Follow us online at Aaron Brewski, at Dr. A, A-A-R-O-N-B-R-U-S-K-I, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A. And then follow our feeds, Ethos Fantasy NBA, Ethos Fantasy NFL, and Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. So you can keep an eye out for all that promo stuff, but also get the blurb feeds. That's free fantasy intel, and it's the best in the industry. So check all of that out. And this has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.